Brad Rippey, agricultural meteorologist with the United States Department of Agriculture, provides an outlook for the Cotton Belt from the U.S. Drought Monitor. He shares an update from west to east, including the shift in water availability and allocation in California, to the question of when the El Nino will bring relief to Texas, while the eastern part of the Cotton Belt looks to have adequate water availability this growing season.
Let's just go from west to east. I'm going to start in California, which has had remarkable recovery from a three-year drought. The only problem there is that some of the cotton acreage has actually been affected by flooding in the San Joaquin Valley, southern part of San Joaquin Valley. But otherwise, in terms of water allocations, soil moisture, everything is looking really good for California. That's also true for the desert Southwest, a greatly improved water supply situation in those managed water areas of the western U.S. That brings us back to the southern Great Plains. There, the drought that's still deeply entrenched. The good news, at least ultimately, will be that El Nino is returning for the first time since 2018-19. And El Nino typically portends a much wetter climate regime for the southern Great Plains. The huge question is, how quickly will that relief come to West Texas? So my fear is that we will see some recovery in West Texas in 2023, but it won't be a complete recovery. We still could see elevated abandonment. As we move further east, everything's looking pretty good from the Texas coast to the Delta to the southern Atlantic region. Almost all those areas have plenty of moisture heading into the growing season. And it's looking like a really optimistic year for growers in, say, the Delta or the Southeast in terms of cotton production for 2023.